Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bytes here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it. Hey, J360 Legion, what is happening? Welcome back to the Mini Bytes for episode 238. I am your host, J-Man, of course. And as you can see, it's a new week and everything. And we just had one hell of a killer session with Jams 105 not too long ago. And the J-Man Show and the Mini Bytes of last week. Been knocking it out, man. Like, you know, 2025 started off kind of rough for me, you know. But I gotta say this, though. I'm willing to make this a great year in the books. And like I said, with all of you out there listening or downloading or watching on YouTube and everything, which is ironic, the YouTube is growing. I'm like, yo, okay, whatever. Let it do. However you all are actually interacting with the J360 Productions, I got to say thank you. This is awesome. All 8 shows are getting back into their formation. Some of them need to be kind of tweaked up and, you know, upgraded. So I'm always at the drawing board in addition to doing this series. But that's what it's for, you know. Y'all need to know what's up. So, like, as it goes down, lots of cool things are happening. By the way, I got to say this. For those of you regarding the exclusive pages, such as the Ko-fi and the Patreon, Patreon's coming along. The flat rate will be $5. Just letting you know, $5 a month. All right, aiming for that is your subscription base right there. And I told you guys that last year that we were going to increase up. And it'll be okay, you know, like you guys will enjoy it. You'll get a lot of content ad free. You'll get a whole lot of different things that you don't see on like the other pages and everything. Don't you worry about that. It is quality work, nothing like that. You know, I hate having to explain that stuff because you guys know better. But all in all, though, you guys are going to have a great J360 experience. And I'm not done yet. I got, like, some other things out there for a lot of you all that, you know, you get your same thing, too. You get your same experience. You just get a lot of ads with yours. As far as the Mixlr page is going, Mixlr is still ahead for all of us. It will be for all new episodes and live episodes. So if you want to listen to this stuff in real time, that is the place to go. Unless it's J360 TV, then you go to the YouTube, okay? Just letting you guys know how we're decking all this stuff out. But I'm sure there's somebody that's going to ask me, well, what about Twitch? Well, Twitch is still there, but I think Twitch might be primarily for the power play. Yeah, because it just feels right, you know? That's what it was designed for anyway, so I'm going to keep it around on that show and sort of things. But things can change at any time, so say, like, if we get to about June and I start, like, showcasing a lot more Gemiversary over there, you're just going to have to see what I do next on that sort of scenario. But as far as, like, J360 TV goes and you guys need a center point to meet at, the YouTube is, like, the best spot for right now, all right? So youtube.com/J360Productions. Now, I also wanted to let you guys know interaction is a big, big goal this year. So don't be shy. Use your wonderful voices, you know, because there's going to be a lot of special events happening this year. And that includes those of you interacting with me. So that means 240-903-1634. That is the J360 Radio hotline. You can leave a 1-minute voicemail if you need to. Or, you know, like if I'm saying, hey, this is an interactive episode, you can chime on in. A lot of interactive episodes will happen on the J-Man Show and Project Blue. Yeah, I got tired of calling it the other project, so just remember, it's called Project Blue, and when Project Blue is active, it will have its actual name, so you just stay tuned, and like I said, You'll know it when it's here. And also, I've noticed a few things where, like, some people are chiming in. They're giving you all these video essays on sad stuff and, like, oh, this is the dark timeline and all these other things. Look, I know there's crazy stuff going on. I mean, who would have believed that all those wildfires would happen in L.A. or a lot of things happening over here on the East with this just bizarre cold weather? You know, but it just... bad things happen a lot, you know, in addition to good things. And sometimes it seems like the good things are far and in between. But I know a lot of y'all, if you can make the changes, if you can make the goals, you can actually rise to go ahead and handle it. The problem is sometimes the impact of whatever that bad stuff leaves, you know, from time to time. Because there's people out there saying, I'm 38 and single. I'm never going to meet nobody. I don't have no friends. I don't have all this other stuff. You know, after a while, it gets pretty fucking old. It's just as bad as those that say, like, we don't have free will. Yeah, we do. We have free will to do this stuff. You know, that's just as bad as, like, when people on YouTube are saying, I didn't want to make this video. You went through all the levels of production to make this damn thing. I'll be perfectly honest with you. If you have a script written down or any sort of log line or whatever that is talking about the nature or even the idea of a certain video that you make, whether it's talking about somebody or talking about something that you don't have any real cusp on, you meant to make that damn video. Stop lying. I just look at people all the time when they do this crap. Stop lying to people. You know? Almost everything is a grift. Almost everything is this and that. But like I said, you know, if you want to bring some positivity and some good things into the world, well, for one thing, stop being a jerk about stuff and just be open to other things and make it so that people can actually get a leg up without having to give you $800 to $1,000 for a damn course that ain't going to lead them nowhere. That bothers the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you think about it, those things that, you know, like, when you do, like, courses, when you teach people, that should be value in itself. And, you know, not going against those that get the bag and all that stuff, but make sure there's a lot of value in that. You know, because it's just really a shame what some of these people are putting out here nowadays. And they don't like criticism, and they don't like the idea that somebody speaks out against them, so they do what they can to try to silence people, which, once again... if you can't handle being talked about, why do you think you can talk about people, huh? I say that a lot. And, you know, even as I do the J-Man show, that's why it's there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I always let you guys know this for a fact, that the way the world is going these days and stuff, don't you just ever look at it and say, like, you know what? Yeah, that could be, like, the path that they want, but that's not the path I want. Let me go ahead and make a change. Let me do what I got to do for myself and stuff like that. Like, the rest of the world probably will not follow your example. If they do, good on them. But it's like, you know, don't wait on nobody to give you no great job. You know, hire yourself. Do the best you can for what you want to do. Or, like, you know what? You go ahead and you say fuck it and just do what needs to be done anyway. That is something that doesn't require a course. Or at the same time, you go buy these damn self-help books and all that kind of stuff. You know, if it's helping you, okay, but don't tell anybody about it. You know what I mean? There's always a way to do things, and, like, at the end of the day, like, even with Trump coming back in office, I didn't stop living for me, so I don't care about that shit right now. You know, when he does something that's out of bounds, that's time to step in and all that kind of stuff. But people go about, you know, arguing and all that kind of stuff weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just bicker, but they don't argue and they don't have, like, a real good base about why the hell they are doing these things. You know? It's just wild to me. Like, when people put out certain videos and then they get gonged for it, and then all of a sudden they're saying, I'm going to take some time to reflect and look at the content that I made and all this other stuff. Like kind of like that guy that was trying to, What was he trying to do? He was trying to get people to donate to his charity. So he makes a video going after the people who make money doing what they do instead of just promoting his damn charity. What a dumbass, man. Like, there are some real stupid content creators out here. I'm just perfectly honest. And they make all that crazy hand over fist kind of money and stuff like that. Whereas with me and my radio station and all that stuff, I try to give you guys quality in addition to, like, you know, what's going down and everything, and just saying, don't be like that. And the truth is, really, don't be like that. You know? Even if you are going to step into content creating, it's like, yeah, you got the platform, but what are you going to do with it? You understand what I'm saying? And if it backfires on you royally, well, you know, eventually you are going to have to pay that bill. And it's just really, really sad how, like, a lot of us dive into that stuff. And we don't take the time to ask questions or utilize media or digital literacy skills to be like, is this really beneficial for people? Because I've seen where musicians are talking about quitting. I've seen where people who are really good at drawing go into AI art. And I mean, maybe there's a reason for why they do that stuff. But at the same time, no, I don't really care for it, you know? Because I believe, you know, go ahead and draw. Get your layouts together. Do the things that you like to do. Because if something shuts down for somebody else, it doesn't shut down for me. Like, say, like, the electricity could go out, right? Oh, you best believe the show still goes on. Contingency plans, people. But, you know, like anything else, what I'm telling you is just don't be like these people to go ahead and get those quick views. Make sure you know what the hell you're talking about. Speak on your behalf. Because it seems like everybody just wants to be sad. I'm telling you to have some hope in your life, all right? You know, before I dive back into talking about what's happening with J360 Productions again, I wanted to go ahead and give you guys that commentary note because it's really, really sad out there. Life can be tough enough without some asshole behind a mic telling you that how bad life is. You pretty much know it because you're living it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not all bad. We're all just passing through anyway. You know, I'm on borrowed time. You on borrowed time. So think about it. You know, let's make something out of ourselves if this be our last year alive or whatever. Just letting you know how that's going down. But going back into J360 Productions again, here's your schedule. You have the Minibice happening right now. You have the J-Man show happening tomorrow. You have the Power Play happening on Thursday. All shows are at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And Mixler will be leading for J360 Radio, whereas YouTube.com/J360Productions will be leading for J360 TV. Just letting you know how it all is rolling out because I've been working on the syndication list for a while. You guys will be getting a copy of it. I just want to make sure it looks good for y'all. Know what I'm saying? But all that stuff is getting laid out. We're getting rid of some dead weight around here because, you know, some things you use and some things you don't. Some of y'all have asked me about Twitch. Twitch will be primarily used for the Power Play and maybe some special events. I'm still working out how that all's going down because, you know, some of y'all like using Twitch a lot more than YouTube. Who knew? But, you know, it is what it is, and some of y'all have been engaging, and that's really been helping because that is a big goal this year. Which, by the way, the hotline number is still around and in play, 240-903-1634. Just letting you all know that number. That is, again, 240-903-1634. You can leave a one-minute voicemail, or like when I'm doing a special event win engagement, you can actually call in. There's a lot of great things that you can do here at J360 Productions because you're in the J360 Legion, and you want badass motherfucker, and nobody can stop you. So you remember that. Because community is great around here. Now, it's not Jams Week, but J360 Jams 106 has been announced for next week. All right? That is the 24th. I will need for consideration of your music by the 23rd at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's always, the music is always due on the day before that Jams episode. All right? So just remember that. Jams TV 12 has been announced. And that is supposed to be happening, let's see, my due date, original due date for that was the 25th, but I'm going to actually push it back to February 1st. And to give some of you a fighting chance, the due date for that will be Tuesday, it will be Tuesday the 28th. Alright, just letting you all know. So I'm going to need like, let's see, I got 3 already, I'm going to need 7 more music videos, and then we can get that whole thing started. Alright, and it's always a Saturday affair for Jams TV now. So you don't have to necessarily worry whether you are early or not. Every Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern will always be for Jams TV. Alright? We're going to have ourselves a great year. I mean, it's going to be weird. Things are going to be insane, but, you know, here's the thing. We're going to get through this, and like I say, you know, stay positive, keep focusing on those great things, and because it's really necessary, guys. We don't all need to be singing the same song and the same notes around here. We got time, we got greatness on our side, and this is going to be amazing. And for those of you that have been supportive throughout all this time and have been listening, and more of you are coming in, you know, thank you. This has been one great part of the journey, and like I said, you know, there's just more awesomeness to come. I'm very excited to see like how things go throughout 2025 as far as creating content and everything. So again, thank all of you. And as far as the next few shows that are coming, some of y'all have asked me about Project Conference. Project Conference is starting up in middle of February. So for those of you eagerly waiting on an interview, it'll be coming. Don't you worry. Now, also, there is the little matter of this series about the Mini Bites. The Mini Bites are about to enter their sixth season. This particular episode is the end of the fifth season. Yeah, this show actually started this month on the 19th, and it was always a way to go ahead and give you like some bite-sized content, get you ready for the week. And indeed, it's been doing its job for about 5 years, and it'll be six soon enough. And since the 19th is on a Sunday and all that jazz, we're going to have to go ahead and do our celebration right now. And it's just been an honor to do this show and this series, especially for 15 minutes, so I got to go ahead and wrap it up. But, you know, thank you all for being so supportive and listening in, and I'm going to keep on delivering the best content I can to you. But until then, this is J-Man signing off. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.